Great to be here. How are you guys?
Doing really well. Okay, so let's start with this. It's going to be Flyers and Penguins. It's their week to play each other. What level do you feel like the Flyers are playing at right now? Obviously, I watched the Tahoe game against the Bruins. Wasn't pretty, but overall, how have they played?
Actually, they've been getting better, I think, slowly but surely as the year's gone along in terms of the process. The results have been good, except for games against Boston. The results have been good all year, but the process itself was pretty ragged early in the year. They were getting outshot by large margins. It started to see a little bit of a turnaround in that before they got hit with the COVID. And then once the COVID hit, obviously, it was just survival for two or three games where they were without so many key players. But now that they've got everybody back, and tonight they get Travis Konecny back, so they basically are completely healthy, have as full a lineup as they've had all year. The play has been better. They're out shooting teams in the last three games. They've averaged almost 40 shots a game. So it seems as though they're playing better. Three against Pittsburgh will be a challenge. But for now, I think most of it's positive feeling around the Flyers.
All right. Now, obviously, on the Penguin side of it, no Sidney Crosby tonight because of COVID.
Crosby, he was on the protocol. We don't know whether that's contact tracing or whether there's a positive test. It could be false positive. Doesn't mean he's not going to be here for the second and third games of this stretch. We don't know that yet. It takes a little while. If it was a positive test and he tests positive again, the Penguins may be in trouble. They're going to have to do without Crosby for 2 weeks plus, and that would be interesting to see. Now, they've been without him, of course. He's had concussion issues and other injuries in his career. And it seems as though Evgeny Malkin actually rises to the occasion and plays some of his best hockey when Crosby is out. So watch 71 tonight. He'll be certainly a major factor.
Jim, what does this do when they play three straight like this to the rivalry of it? Because, I mean, obviously they've spent a lot of time over the years not even being in the same division. So what does that do to the rivalry?
I mean, the rivalry itself is going to be there. I think in the old days, when at least you get a home-and-home series, which was the most you'd get, obviously, in a regular schedule.
Sure.
It would always be more intense the second game. But I think because every team is basically doing it this year, that we're all playing two- and three-game series, it hasn't been quite as what we expected it to get more intense each series with each game that goes by, because there's just so many games in such a short period of time. So at this point, it basically is just you look at the game tonight, you look at the game Thursday, you look at the game Saturday, and these are two teams that are among five that are battling for four spots, five very good teams battling for four spots. So they're important hockey games for that reason. When Crosby's out there, there's a little bit of an edge to it as far as the rivalry. He's not going to be there tonight, but Malkin brings some edge to his game as well. And I'm sure there'll be some players. Brandon Tanev likes to run people. There'll be some things to stir it up in the rivalry. We'll get going. But, three in a row, it's they say familiarity breeds contempt. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see about that. How have you felt about Carter Hart?
I think Carter brought a lot of the attention to himself when he went crazy with his stick after the loss in Boston early in the year. To be honest with you, to that point, outside of that game, he allowed a couple in that game that maybe he should have stopped and probably felt he should have stayed. But to that point, even though his numbers weren't great, it was the team not playing well in front of him. They were giving up tons of quality chances. And he was playing pretty well. The two games against Pittsburgh is a case in point, games one and two of the season in Philadelphia. Carter gave up some goals, but he's the reason they won the game in a lot of ways, because they were outshot, outchanced heavily in those games and still won by a combined score of 11-5. So they took advantage of their chances, obviously, but also got some great goaltending. So, but then sometimes perception becomes reality. You start looking at the numbers. He has a rough outing in Tahoe. So all eyes are always on the goalie anyhow, especially in Philly, but anywhere, really. So he's got some pressure on him, but I have no doubt he'll handle it. He's a well-grounded kid. He basically works and works and works and works. Got shut out on Sunday. We'll see if that is the turnaround for him from a result standpoint. But the process for him is always the same. He's always working. He told me after the game that basically what he worked on during the time between games, or he went a week between starts, was having more fun. And that's true. Sometimes you just need to have a little more fun and relax.
Yeah. And that's been hard to do during this COVID time. I mean, it's been very hard to do. Because, I mean, obviously, I know with Penn State football, basketball, I mean, they've been confined in this bubble. It's not been easy for the kids. I'm sure it's not easy for the pros either.
There's no doubt for anyone. It's just, you know, it is. It's one of those things where you are, life is not normal. Hopefully we're heading back to it, getting back to it, but there's going to be fans in the arena tonight in Pittsburgh. First time the Flyers have played in front of fans this year, even though they're not friendly fans. But and he's just hoping that they can get this done.
All right. You mentioned that part of it, getting the fans back. It's also a short season. And, you know, and I can use a baseball reference with you. You know baseball as well as anybody. Those seven-inning doubleheaders, boy, you get to the fourth inning and you're looking at the scoreboard and it's not, you know, you feel like you're running out of time in the fourth inning. 56-game season, do you start to feel like you're running out of time?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes you overthink things, right? It's more about just taking everything a step at a time and not worrying about that. But, this season is all about time with 56 games. And now with the games that were postponed being made up, it's just a rush. It's 40 games over 73 days, I believe, for the Flyers, starting with Saturday's game. So it's a lot of games. Time is it's going to fly by, and you just don't want to get into a long losing streak where you tend to think things are slipping away. And they're going to be playing so many games they can't think about being separated from people and all that, if that's the case. It's just about playing games and winning.
But what about legs? What have you seen from legs? Because sometimes you have a COVID layoff. The first game, you've got adrenaline. The next one, as you and I both know, the next one, when the guy comes back from an injury, they struggle through it. How the Flyers been on legs when they've had pauses, stops, starts, things like that?
I mean, I haven't noticed the longest stretch they had was from when they had the COVID outbreak. They had a week off, a little more than a week, and they came back and they lost the game they played out of that, but it was a shootout loss. And then they came back and had the tough game out in Tahoe. But then after that, they beat the Rangers and they won two more. I don't know as if I can say there's a characteristic that this team struggles after a long break or anything like that. I just think that they're like all teams, it's going to be a schedule this year where it's just not going to be normal. You're going to go a stretch without playing, and then you're going to play a lot. And you just have to deal with it.
It's about the money. You do have to deal with it. Jim, absolute pleasure. I know you have to get to your next assignment. We appreciate the fact you gave us a few minutes today very much.
No problem, guys. Take care.